Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday to you. This is Evangelist Teresa Jarman coming at you this morning. This is a happy Monday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because of his goodness and his faithfulness unto us. Amen. And I just wanted to get on here really quick and drop my nuggets from the Lord. These are just moments that God will give us as we read and meditate the word of the Lord, that he will give us the nuggets, that he will give us to insight, that he will give us so that we may be able to know what he's saying and to know what he will have us to do. Amen. So today I am coming from Philippians chapter 4, and I am coming from verse 4 through 9. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of a good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So that is what God is speaking to us on this morning in our moments with God. Our nuggets that God would give us is basically, he mentions the believers' names shall be recorded in heaven. Believers are us, those of us who have confessed God and Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We are the believers. So he's basically telling us that that our names are recorded in heaven. Amen. And verse 3, it says, calls us to know that we should rejoice in the Lord always. You know, rejoicing is a harmony. It is basically what we do. We praise and we worship. We give thanks unto God. We glorify his holy name because he is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. So we rejoice always. So Paul, in this scripture, he assumes that that will be the result of his plea. You know, in the other verses, 2 and 3. You know, in another reason to rejoice, he's adding, and again I say rejoice, because he told them to rejoice previously in those scriptures. So it is as though the apostle, he looks into the future. You know, he considers all the possibilities of sorrow, because we will have sorrow, we will have tribulation, we will have difficulty, we will have trauma, we will have so many things that will come at us that we will have to still know that we can in the Lord, for he is the foundation of everything that we endure. So he gives us hope and expectation in our times of sorrow, in our times of even a need of healing. You know, God gives us that hope to let us know that he's there, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So it says that in all circumstances, that we must know that God is sovereign, you know, that he's wise, that he's a loving God. You know, he is always working to accomplish good for us. You know, that's why we rejoice, because we know that the outcome is always good because we are in the will of God. Amen. So in verse 5, it talks about moderation. Let your moderation be known unto all men. That means graciousness, you know, being very gracious, being sweet and reasonable, you know, knowing that God is the God, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the beginning and the end. He's the waymaker God. You know, it says that the believer who is at peace with his fellow Christian, which is in verse 2, and who rejoices always, which is in verse 4, is indeed gracious. We are a reasonable person. Amen. We have the Spirit of the Lord within us. We have the glory of God upon us because we are able to what? We are able to be the glory, the light of the world, even in the midst of our chaos, even in the midst of tribulations, even in the midst of trauma. God wants to use us. God wants to take everything that we have suffered with and turn it into good. Amen. So the Lord is at hand, which means two things. The first thing, it means that his return to earth is near. You know, we know that God is on his way back. We know that Jesus is soon to return. We know that. We see the signs. We see the things that are happening in the news. We are seeing wars and rumors of wars. We're seeing all these things. We're seeing hatred amongst others. We're seeing all these things. But it says that his imminent coming as judge encourages the Christian to be gracious. So even though we know he's coming, we're going to be grateful that he's coming because we're going to live and be aligned with what he has given us. We're going to do the work. We're going to work while it's day because when night comes, no man can work. And unto all men, we're gonna love. We're going to carry the heart of God. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son so that we may be saved, you know, so that we may be set free, so that we may be healed, so that we can carry the glory of God. So if he can do that for us who are sinners, who are murderers, who are adulterers, who are so many things, God did that for us because he loved us. So we can be gracious unto all men until the day of that Christ calls us, until the day that his return is. We can be found faithful. We can be found holy. We can be found the image of Christ. Amen. We can be found all those things. So he will judge the believer for all his actions towards all people. So he will avenge all wrongs, you know, committed by others against him. So this is why we have to get our house in order. We have to get our house in order. We have to reevaluate, look in the mirror and see what God, what would you have me to correct about me, Lord? What is it that you want me to do in this season of my life, Father God? Because I know that you're coming back soon. What is it that I need to do so that I can be in perfect alignment with you, oh God, so that when you come back, I'm ready, that I am one of the five wise virgins that is holding up my lamp with oil and ready to meet the bridegroom. So what is it that we must do? You know, we must ask ourselves that, you know, because many times God wants to, he wants to correct us. He wants to reproof us. He wants us to look more like him. So he wants to get anything that is any form of ungodliness out of us. You know, he wants to take it away. He wants to anything that so easily beset us, he wants to remove it. Amen. So verse 6 tells us to be careful for nothing. Means don't worry about anything. You know, when that trial, that tribulation come, you may say, but it's care, you know, it hurts. But God said, be careful for nothing. You know, don't worry about it because I'm here. You know, and I thought about that because so many times we be anxious. We are walking in anxiety. We are worried about bills. We're worried about children. And we forget who God is. You know, we forget that God is the God that rules everything. Everything is his. Our children is his. Our jobs is his. Our everything that belongs to us is his. We are his. You know, so we don't have to worry. When we go through trauma and so many things, illnesses, whatever it may be, God is with us. He said he would not put more on us than what we can bear. And it may hurt at this time, but guess what? If we press into God even more, we will feel the love of God squeezing us Amen. We will feel the love of God squeezing us and letting us know that he's with us despite the circumstance, despite the situation. He's with us. Amen. Amen. So the solution to undue anxiety is prayer. That's what the word says. He said, don't be anxious for anything. So the solution for anxiety is prayer. And why is that? You know, me being a person who has suffered with anxiety, and I think I'm a thinker, I'm an analyzer. So I try to see, how is that God can help me, you know, with my anxiety through prayer? And I look at this and I seek this out, and I thought about it. I said, you know what? Because when I'm praying, I'm releasing everything to God. Every feeling, every hurt, every pain, anything that feels uncomfortable in my spirit, man, I'm releasing it unto God. And when I release it unto God, guess what? He takes it. He takes it. And he gives me peace in the midst of it. You know, he takes it and he gives me peace. So that's how prayer can be the antidote for anxiety, because we have to give it to him, but we have to let him keep it, because sometimes we give it to him and then we take it back. Soon as someone mentioned it, it's back. You know, now you're feeling even more anxious. Now you have to go to probably a therapist, you know, probably have to take, you know, medication, anything that would keep you from, you know, going over. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with these things, but I'm saying the antidote is prayer. The antidote is prayer, because you're releasing that problem unto God. You're releasing it, and God is taking it. God is higher than anything, higher than any, you know, person that we would go to, provider, therapist. You know, he's higher than any of those things. So he gives them the knowledge. So, you know, God will give them the knowledge to be able to speak something to us so that we can feel peace, so that we can feel that. But it's something that God would do it. You know, we can seek God ourselves, and God would be able to do these things as well, as long as we're seeking him diligently with our whole heart. And I want you to understand that I'm not saying do not go to any therapist or do not go seek help if you're feeling anxious, if it's anything that's making you feel, you know, suicidal or feeling like you're, you know, in distress, that you're going to harm yourself. Seek help, you know, get someone that can help you, because God has given you that precious life, and that precious life is to be here to show the gift that God has given you. And sometimes the enemy will come in and try to hinder us in our mind and keep us from reaching that level. But God said, give it to him. It's almost like, you know, as a child, you know, when someone messes with us, you know, when someone says something, who do we go? We go to our parents and tell on them. So we have to do the same thing with God. When something's not right in our spirit, man, we go to God and say, it's not right, Lord. This is how I'm feeling. And you talk to him just like you're talking to anyone else. Amen. So it says that in everything, prayer is everything. Basically, it's in any matter of life, the way to be free from any anxious thoughts is prayer. Beginning to give it to God. Beginning to allow God to groom us and to heal us. Amen. You know, but it also has to be accompanied by thanksgiving. Because not just giving it to God, but we also have to thank God, you know, for doing the work. Amen. And we have to thank him in advance for the victory that has been won. Amen. We have to thank him. So 4:7 tells us the peace of God, that is the tranquility of the mind, freeing the believer from the fear and worry. So peace gives that understanding that God has took this thing. So now my mind is at peace. Now my spirit is at peace, because I know my Father in heaven has taken hold of that very thing that so easily beset me. Amen. So guess what? So now that peace that surpasses all understanding means that the peace that divinely bestowed in the times of our anxiety. So in that time when we were going through the trauma, in that time when we were going through that anxiety, guess what? God will give you a peace so that you're able to still stand in the midst of that storm, so that you're able to still stand in the midst of chaos. Amen. You know, that's the peace of God. You know, anything else, we would tumble over like a weed. You know, we would tumble over. Okay. So it says, shall keep, you know, that means shall guard, you know, just as an army would guard a land, you know, God would guard us. He will guard us. We will be able to stand. He will provide a protection, you know, around us. Okay. And then also thinking on those things, how can we keep our minds at peace? You know, thinking on those things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of a good report. You know, no other thing shall come from it. And just realizing that the peace of God is what keeps us. You know, the peace of God is what keeps our minds in the will of God, because anything else is chaos. You know, and it tells us that God is not the author of any confusion. Amen. So that tells us that God is the God of peace. You know, he is the God of peace, and he wants us to be in his most perfect will. And that's all I have to share today. You know, just being able to be anxious for nothing, but through the power of prayer and supplication, make the request known unto God. Making the request known unto God is very wise, because God will take it. God is the ultimate provider. He is the physician. He is the one who gives us hope and expectation. If you are feeling anxious, pray. Give it to God. Seek counsel. Indeed, seek your therapist. Seek your pastors or your ministers. Seek those who are in need that can help you with that need that God wants to get you free from. Because that's what we have to do in the midst of it all. Pray. Worship, get your atmosphere, begin to sing songs that God would give you melodies in your heart. You know, begin to seek him. You know, begin to know who is at large. How big is God? God created everything. So that tells us that God is pretty big. God has authority of all things. So when you serve God, you have to realize that we have the same authority. We have the same output that we can bring forth as long as we are staying in the will of God, that we shall do the work of the Lord, that our hearts shall be pure and not anxious, but knowing that God is near us. There will always be trials and tribulations, but knowing that God will stand with us in the midst of it. And we have to have faith. We have to have strong faith, knowing that God is God. You know, we are in a land where believers are losing faith. You know, they're losing faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So guess what? You're not going to see it. But God wants us to begin to manifest that thing. He wants us to begin to speak it, and it shall come to pass. Amen? So surround yourself around those who are faith builders. Amen? Those that can manifest the glory of God. Those who can bring heaven down to earth through prayers and supplication. So I just wanted to leave you with that and just begin to pray over you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning, God, of communion with you, God, as we, Lord God, impress upon your moments and your nuggets that you have given us, Father. Father, we thank you for breakthrough, God, over our minds, over our health, oh God, over our families, God, generation after generation. We cancel every assignment of anxiety, depression, and schizophrenia in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loose the power of God over minds on this day, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over every area, Father God, that they shall lack no good thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth healing, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the God that restores health, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that you are creator. And, Lord God, you are creating in us a clean heart. And, Lord God, renewing the right spirit within us, Father God. Father, as we think of those things that are honest, that are true, that are lovely, that are pure, God, that are of a good report, no other virtue shall we think upon, God. So, Father, we thank you for increase of your wisdom, God. We thank you for understanding of your word that will set us free, God. We thank you for the prayers, God, as we release it unto you, Father, that minds are free in the name of Jesus. We call forth freedom into the atmosphere of everywhere that we tread our feet, Father God. We thank you that we walk in total restoration of your freedom, God, that nothing will so easily beset us, God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your people that are listening. I thank you, Father God, that you rule and reign over their life, God. Let them seek you like never before. Let them pant after you as a deer panteth after the water brooks, Father, so their souls long for you, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for building them up in their faith, in their inner man, God, that they will have courage in you, Father. Father, you said, fret not because of evildoers, God, and the workers of iniquities, God, that you are with us, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind, God. So, Father, I speak to the mindset, God. I speak to every area of fear. We command it to go now in Jesus' mighty name. And, Father, we loose, Father, boldness and, Lord God, courage unto your people on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. And, Lord, I praise you. And Lord, I worship you, God. Father, have your way. Do a new work, God. Father, we decree and declare breakthrough over every area, over every challenge, God. Lord God, as we seek you, we will find you, God. Holy Spirit, go before us this day, God. Let your shadow, God, go before us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we declare, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And Lord God, we bless you. In the name of Jesus, that healing is going forth even now, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for you are the deliverer. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. And Lord, I bless your name and I give you all the glory, all the praise and all the honor, God, in Jesus' matchless name. Hallelujah.